they glitter and sparkle. Precious stones have fascinated men and women through the ages, and they still do, whether at a fashion and jewelry show in London or on the red carpet in Hollywood. They come in all sizes, colors, and shapes. Some are fairly common and affordable. Others are rare, highly prized, such as the crown jewels, part of Britain's royal heritage. Queen Elizabeth wears them on state occasions. Otherwise, they're kept in the Tower of London, where they attract up to 2.5 million visitors a year. Keith Hansen is chief exhibitor at the Tower.
What we've got here is very historical and worn by our sovereign. So, of course, that immediately takes it out of the public sector. And the fact that some of the jewels date back over 800 years. And that also along there, we have the largest top quality white diamond in the world on display.
The use of precious stones goes back a long way. Rulers, nobles, and warriors of many ancient civilizations favored them to show their status. Turquoise and lapis lazuli were favored by the pharaohs of ancient Egypt, and there's evidence that cross-border trade in gemstones was prevalent thousands of years ago. Wafa Al-Sadiq is director general of the Egyptian Museum in Cairo.
We were so surprised to have, at the beginning of our history, beautiful bracelets from the tombs in Abydos in Upper Egypt using some kind of semi-precious stones, especially lapis lazuli, which doesn't exist in Egypt. This means that they must have imported that stone from Afghanistan.
The Egyptian queen Cleopatra was known to favor emeralds. The ancient Romans described diamonds as splinters from the stars. And in India, ancient manuscripts referred to gemstones as unique creations of Mother Earth. Gemstones are a product formed by nature, mainly deep within the earth. And over the centuries, man has used all sorts of ways to get them out, including dynamite. It has been a timeless process and often backbreaking work. South African miner George Olofse worked at it for nearly half a century.
I had five brothers. All five of them worked in the mines as well, because my dad worked in the mine.
Olofse worked at the Cullinan Diamond Mine north of Johannesburg. South Africa has been a major diamond producer since the stones were first discovered there in the 1860s, and diamond mining still provides an important source of income. Diamond mining provides vital revenues in other African countries as well. Halfway around the world in India, the gemstone industry, in particular cutting and polishing, is big business. For Jayashree Bajaj, who works in a diamond factory in Mumbai, it's her first job and her first introduction to diamonds.
It's great to see a diamond at the first time.
Bajaj is among 1 million Indians working in the gem trade, a vital source of income and an important segment of the country's growing economy. The gem trade also helps feed families in impoverished corners of Africa, but it has a darker side. When the riches derived from it fall into the hands of despots and warlords, they can kill, and they have. But in the end, the gemstone's journey takes it to the jewelry shops, be they the big names on New York's Fifth Avenue or the more affordable ones in cities and towns across the globe. Della Tinsley of East London Design says jewelry is about the individual and marks important events in our lives.
People give you jewelry when you're 21 and when you get married and when you have children and inherit jewelry as well.
Gemstones have been prized throughout man's history, and their appeal shows no sign of diminishing. Sonia Pace, VOA News.